making amends, how do you envision the conference topics assisting you in this process? Well, one of the conference topics, there were two that really stood out to me. One is leadership, and the other one is communication and access while incarcerated. I mean, well, this is a form of access right now, you know, calling in to this organization. This is access. I mean, I wish there was more, but the biggest impact for me and where I would like to lend impact is leadership, because for, again, a large part of my life, my young life, I was a leader in destruction. I was a leader in being a jackass. I refer to people, I refer to myself now to people as a recovering jackass. And that's what I am. I'm a recovering jackass. You know, because I think of it in terms of an alcoholic or a drug user, drug addict. They never really, if they're going to be honest, say, well, I'm off drugs, I'm off alcohol. It's always, I'm in recovery. And understand that I'm in recovery, because if I'm not mindful and if I don't maintain, then I could essentially fall off the wagon. So since I was very good at being a leader of destruction, I think that one of the things that could assist me and where I could assist is learning to be a leader in the manner in which I am describing now. Because this making amends to me, it's not just making amends, it's a debt. You know, me being in prison, that's only part of paying my debt to society, because I'm guilty of the crimes that I was convicted of. I mean, I regret what I did, but part of making amends is paying a debt continuously. And one of the ways that I can continue to pay this debt until I leave this earth is to be taught and learn how to be the type of leader which can lead people, at the very least, down the opposite path that I took as a younger person.